Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Although we learned in Mishnah Beis that work that is serving the public need is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, our Mishnah here in parak Aleph Mishnah Vav is going to teach us that it's not always allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed that is going to be needed for the public. It says the Mishnah in Chofren Kuchen Ukvaros BaMoed, you're not allowed to dig new burial graves in this underground cemetery or build tombs like these above ground burial chambers during Chol HaMoed, even though they serve a public need, because this requires a tremendous amount of tircha. This requires a tremendous amount of effort. But you may adjust the size of existing burial graves during Chol HaMoed because that does not require tremendous effort. Until now, we have learned of two categories of melacha that are allowed on Chol HaMoed. Number one, we learned about work that prevents a loss, again, that's a davar ha'aved, and work that meets a public need, that is tzarchei tzibur. Here, the Mishnah is going to teach another category, work that is needed for the Yom Tov itself, that is referred to as tzorech ha'moed. Says the Mishnah, v'osin nivreches b'moed. You may make a place to wash laundry during Chol HaMoed because it's going to be needed to wash clothing that is going to be worn on the Yom Tov. And it does not require much effort. The Mishnah is now going to conclude with melacha that's allowed to be done for the needs of the dead on Chol HaMoed. Va'aron im hames b'chatzer, and you make a coffin in the courtyard where a dead person is lying. It's allowed even if one has to saw the boards from raw lumber for the coffin. Since the dead person is nearby, it is obvious that to anyone looking that the work is being done for the needs of the dead body. Rabbi Yehuda oser elim ken yesh imo nesarim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, forbids making the coffin unless there are boards with him that were already done and made before Yom Tov, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, sawing the boards in Chol HaMoed is prohibited because it requires a tremendous amount of extra effort. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Now we learned in Mishnah Hey that certain activities are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed because they lead to sadness and they minimize the joy that we're meant to feel during the Yom Tov. V'samachta b'chagecha v'ahizah sameach. Our Mishnah is going to therefore teach us that even some joyful activities are forbidden because they may detract from the actual simcha of the Yom Tov. Based on this, says the Mishnah, in nosin nashim b'moed lo besulus lo almanos, you can't marry women on Chol HaMoed, whether they're it's their first time getting married, whether they were married before, they lost their husband, and so on. V'lo miyabnin, we're not going to perform yibum again yibum. Is when a married man dies without any children, he is survived by one or more brothers, and one of his brothers must either take the widow as his wife, that's referred to as Yibum, or free her to marry someone else, that is referred to as Chalitza. Although the Yibum results from the first husband's death, which is a tragic event, the new marriage certainly is a very, very simchadic, happy occasion, which is not allowed to be done during Chol HaMoed, because that's going to take away from the simcha of the Yom Tov. And says the Mishnah, why are these things not allowed? Mipnei shesimcha hi lo, because at any of these ceremonies is a source of tremendous simcha. And again, you have to have the simcha, as the Bar Tanura points out, that you're meant to experience the simcha of the Yom Tov, not other types of simcha. It says the Mishnah, aval, but machzer hu es grushaso, he may take back his divorced wife on Chol HaMoed, since she is familiar to him, the joy is not as great, and therefore he would be allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah now concludes with the discussion of whether a woman may do melacha on Chol HaMoed for the purposes of taking care of herself. Says the Mishnah of Osa Isha Tachshitaa b'moed, and a woman may do her various makeup needs and so on and so forth during Chol HaMoed. She may put makeup on, she can remove any hair that she doesn't want, and so on and so forth. That's taking care of her physical needs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo tosud mipnei shenivel nivel hula. She may not apply any sort of paste made of dissolved lime to her skin in order to remove her hair, because it makes her look not so nice, and although her appearance will be improved when she removes the paste, she's going to be unhappy until then. If you look at any of those masks that are sometimes put on a woman's face, it makes her look terrible, and it'll be good in the future, but we don't want to do that during Yom Tov, because she's going to be unhappy until the actual paste is removed from her body. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, taught us that we can't dig any new burial graves in an underground cemetery, build tombs on Yantif because it's too much tircha, but you can adjust the size of existing burial graves and so on during Kol HaMoed because that does not require as much tircha. And the Mishnah told us that you can make a place to wash laundry during Kol HaMoed because that is Latzora Chamor, that's needed for our clothing that we're going to wear on Yantif itself. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that you can make a coffin in the courtyard where a dead person is lying. You can do this, says the Tanakhama, even if one has to saw the boards from raw lumber for the coffin. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only do it if they actually have the boards from before Yom Tov. And then Perak Aleph Mishnah Zion taught us that we are certain things that we don't do that are going to be too happy even on Yom Tov because it's going to take away from the Simcha of Yom Tov. We don't want to involve and really mix up different sources of simcha. So he said he can't marry a woman on Chol HaMoed, whether it's her first time married, whether she's been married before. We don't have to perform Yibum on Chol HaMoed, and so on. But the Mishnah did say that you can take a man can take back his divorced wife on Chol HaMoed. That is allowed because it's less simcha because they already know each other from before. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that a woman may take care of her various makeup needs and so on and so forth on Chol HaMoed. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that she shouldn't put any of that weird mask on her body because it's really unpleasant while it happens. And even though ultimately she wants it to make her skin look better, but during the time you don't want her to be unhappy on Chol HaMoed. Have a great day.